Live from the GPB Newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. Georgia pecan farmers are figuring out the next steps in their recovery from Hurricane Michael after losing $250 million in trees. GPB's Sophia Salaby reports.
Georgia is traditionally the nation's largest pecan-producing state. Last year, though, New Mexico topped the country. That's because Hurricane Michael wiped out over 15% of the state's pecan acreage. However, that loss has led some farmers to invest in better trees. Martin Adams is vice president of the Georgia Pecan Growers Association. He says in the long run, there could be a silver lining in losing so many older trees.
There is always good things that come out of bad situations. And yes, every tree that we put in now is a newer variety, which is more resistant to disease and has a potential of increasing your yield.
Though the recovery won't be immediate, Adam says it will take at least a decade for the trees to become mature enough to harvest. For GPB News, I'm Sophia Salaby in Atlanta.
The Georgia Supreme Court is letting the murder trial of Tara Grinstead move forward. It ruled today that it lacks authority to hear a pretrial appeal from Ryan Dukes. He is charged with murder in the 2005 death of the teacher in rural Irwin County. Dukes' co-defendant, Bo Dukes, was convicted in March of helping conceal Grinstead's death. He was sentenced to serve 25 years in prison. A woman has turned herself in on charges related to Atlanta's first electric scooter death. 36-year-old Narkery Wright is charged with speeding and second-degree homicide in the crash outside an Atlanta MARTA station last month. At the time of the crash, Wright told investigators that 20-year-old Eric Amis Jr. pulled out in front of her and she was unable to avoid him. The victim's family says he was riding home from his job. I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.